Welcome back. Oh, stuff just keeps getting better and better and more better. You're getting ready to have the privilege to hear a duet that's setting the blues world on fire. They've been together for 4.5 years, but this is their first year at Augusta. Paul Rochelle, who's the guitarist in this group, has played with the likes of Sunhouse, Sonny Terry, and the great Howlin' Wolf. Little Annie Raines has played with Lazy Lester and Pine Top Perkins, and oh Lord, she does Algenda good. I like to say that this is a woman who can run with the big dogs, if you know what I mean. She also plays piano. I don't think she's gonna play it tonight, though. They have a release on Tone Cool Records called I Want You to Know. And this past year, they received 4 WC Handy nominations. Paul Rochelle and Little Annie Raines.
Thank you, Gay. Thank you, y'all.
Gonna see your mother, but I know you're mother you had never seen. Nothing but the devil make you treat me like you do. Gonna break out like the measles on you, baby. Girl, I'm gonna be all over you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to do one we wrote now. It's one's on our new CD, which of course is available at the Augusta store.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Paul Rochelle, Little Annie Raines, Tone Cool recording artist. Yeah. Oh, does my heart good? Yes, it does. You wondering why I didn't play harp last night? Ha. Okay. Some people say, so what dance is it tonight? Swing dance in the pavilion after the show tonight. Tomorrow, 3:30, Nat Reese in the chapel. 7 o'clock, Pickin' in the park. 8 o'clock, the New World Theater Company. And then there's the blues party that's happening. Okay. School teacher, you see, you go back and repeat. Repetition, saturation. Thursday night, That's when the silent auction drawing will be held. Now, if you haven't been down to the Augusta office, you must understand that the government is cutting back all kinds of funding, and people like Augusta, projects like Augusta, have to come up with creative ways to keep the projects happening. So that silent auction down there, sure, a lot of stuff is strange, but that little money is free and clear, and it will be supporting a worthwhile project. The winners of the auction will be announced at the break at the concert Thursday night. I'll tell you more about that later. In the meanwhile, let me tell you about the next artist. I met this man by way of my mother. He was an artist in residence at Germanna Community College, and as such, when they're at the community colleges, they have to go out to various places in the community and play. So he happened to go to my mother's retirement center, and my mother, as far as I'm concerned, she's the most severe critic in the world, and she called me up and said, "Gay, you have to hear this man. He looked kind of like Jesus, and he could really play." So I figured, you know, if she said he was good, then I'm going to go and check him out, which I did. And yes, indeed, he is. Now, what I think is a major claim to fame, he has transcribed perhaps the most popular of all blues artists, Robert Johnson. He's transcribed all of his songs. He has the notes and the tablature and the chords, and he has a video to teach you how to be like Robert Johnson. It's his first year here as an instructor. He's teaching slide. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Ainsley.
Thank you very much. I come up from North Carolina to be with you this evening and for the week. It's a real joy for me to be in this good company, yours and the instructors. And I thought I'd play a tune from the town, my adopted hometown, from a musician there. The town is Durham, North Carolina, and there he was known as simply Blind Gary. It's one of Reverend Gary Davis's tunes.
If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this old building down. Delilah, she was a woman, she was fine and fair. She had good looks, God knows, and cold black hair. Delilah, she sat down on old Samson's knee. Said, "Show me where your faith lies, if you please." She spoke so kind, God knows she spoke so fair. Samson, he said, "Delilah, you cut off my hair. You can shave my head just as clean as my hand. My strength come natural as any other man. If I had my way, said if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this old building down. You beat about Samson all from his birth. Yes, he was the strongest man that ever had lived on earth. Well, one day while Samson was walking along, he looked down on the ground and saw an old jawbone. He stretched out his arm, God knows it broke like thread. When he got through moving, 10,000 was dead. If I had my way, said if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this old building down. Let's tear down a little bit.
if I had my way, said if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this old building down. Well, Samson and the lion got in a tank. Samson, he climbed up on the lion's back. You read about this lion had killed a man with his paw. Well, Samson, he got his hands into the lion's jaws. He rinsed that beast until he killed him dead. If the bees make honey, that lion was dead. If I had my way, said if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this old building down. Yes, if I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would. That's right. Thanks. Next tune's about a man who turns away from the substances he's been abusing and goes back looking for, we assume, the woman that drove him to them. When men sing this, it's always, of course, the woman's fault. Also, you'll notice in that gospel tune, it's funny, but when men sing the blues or write Bibles, it's always the woman's fault. Have you noticed this? Anyway, I noticed, and probably the two drugs that are mentioned in this song were legal when the song was first made, but still frowned upon. Well, I searched the town from door to door. Woman, I crave, I can't find no more. I got to find my baby. Said, I declare I wouldn't lie. Ain't had no real good loving since that gal said goodbye. When the sun starts sinking, I grab my hat and coat, 'cause cocaine and reefer won't be my case no more. Got to find my baby. Said, I declare I wouldn't lie. Had no real good loving since that gal said goodbye. Since she said goodbye. I'm gonna find that long-legged brown hair, Lord, and make her my wife. I got to find my baby. Said, I declare I wouldn't lie. Ain't had no real good loving since that gal said goodbye. Thank you. my baby. Said, I declare I wouldn't lie. Ain't had no real good loving since that gal said goodbye. In 1986, I started transcribing Robert Johnson's music, and 6 years later, published a book on it. And I'm sort of economically, spiritually, socially, and sort of personally entangled with Robert Johnson. This next song is a song that Eric Clapton made famous to a generation of rock and roll fans. It's about hitchhiking and not being able to get a ride home, being caught at the side of the road when the sun goes down. This is like, it was college kid stuff when I was in college. It still seems safe to hitchhike around the country. There seemed to be, I don't know, maybe fewer handguns being waved around or something, but it seemed like a safer place to do that. And if you got caught when the sun went down, you could spend the night under an overpass or standing in a phone booth if it was raining, or if you were lucky, in a truck stop nursing a cup of coffee all night, hitting up drivers for rides. But it was an inconvenience, but it didn't seem life-threatening, at least until I saw the movie Easy Rider, and then I had to rethink that piece of it. I didn't swim in the ocean for 2 years after I saw Jaws, so now I'm really careful about what movies I go to see. But in Mississippi in the 1930s, there's a sundown curfew on black people, so that if you're out late listening to or making music or hitchhiking from one safe house to another, and the sun catches you on the road, you have to head into the woods. If you're caught out on the road by a white landowner, the local sheriff, or a Klan member, usually these guys were interchangeable personalities anyway, you could be, you know, dressed down pretty severely. If you were known in the area, it's likely somebody would say, look, get home. You know you're not supposed to be out after dark. I can't be responsible if somebody else finds you here. But if you weren't known in the area, if you were a traveling musician, it's likely you're the reason why the local blacks are out breaking the curfew. And you're just as likely to have your guitar broken over your head as anything else. So there's a danger in this tune that I don't think the lyrics tell us about. But for me, in the guitar part, I hear car horns blaring and just sort of the rhythm of the highway and this sort of impending violence of the Delta as night draws on. It's a crossroads, of course.
I went to the crossroads. I fell down on my knees. I went to the crossroads. I fell down on my knees. Asked the Lord above for mercy on a poor boy, if you please. Well, stand at the crossroads. I tried to tag a ride. Standing at the crossroads. I tried to flag a ride. Yeah, nobody seemed to know me. Everybody passed me by. Well, the sun's going down, child. Oh, that sun's gonna catch me here. Well, the sun's going down, child. Oh, that sun's gonna catch me here.
haven't got no loving sweet woman who loves and feels my care. I believe I'm sinking down. Stand at the crossroads. I tried to flag a ride. Standing at the crossroads. I tried to flag a ride. Did nobody seem to know me? Everybody passed me by. Thank you. I'd like to close with a tune that I think probably we all grew up with. It's a song that was written in the late 1700s by a man named John Newton. He was had been a slave ship captain for about 6 years of his adult life, sailing back and forth between West Africa and this country, kidnapping or buying African people and then selling them into a life of servitude here. Halfway across the ocean, with a hold full, packed full of African people, they encountered a huge storm, a storm big enough to threaten the existence of the vessel and all the lives on board. So they dropped sail, threw a sea anchor over the side, hoping it would keep them in their same relative position. And everybody went, they tied the wheel and everybody went below decks, and they battened down the hatches, which is when you lock them from the inside and then wait for the water to come in the boat. To calm the crew, John Newton read to them from the Bible. He didn't have much of an education, but he could read. And maybe it was when they cracked that hatch and the fresh air rushed in and they realized that they weren't going to sink. But at some point during that time, John Newton had a change of heart and eventually quit the slave trade, sold the vessel and got out of it entirely, and tried to join the Church of England. They wouldn't let him in. Not because he'd been a slaver, but because he had no education. He had been a cabin boy and his father's merchant sailor in the Mediterranean from the time he was 5 or 6. So John Newton did the only sensible thing he could think of. He spent 16 years getting the education he never had and then joined the Church of England. He spent the balance of his life working and preaching for the end of the slave trade, and shortly after his death in the early 1820s, the British Parliament forbid British vessels to be involved in the African slave trade any longer, in large measure due to John Newton's preaching and sort of haranguing members of Parliament over the years. After he joined the church, he wrote about 400 hymns. I would play them all for you tonight, but time doesn't permit. So I'll play just the most famous one, about this moment in the middle of the ocean when he changed his mind about the direction in which his life was headed. And I don't know, when I've been out in the middle of my own ocean, unsure of which way to go, this song has always been a comfort to me. And I hope this evening, if you're in that situation, it is for you too. Thank you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first as if he was writing for each one of us, he wrote this verse. Through many dangers, toils and snares, we have already come. 'Tis grace that brought us safe this far, and grace will lead us home. Sing this one. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Thank you.
Scott Ainsley. Yes. We need to move on with the next act, and it'll take a few minutes to get the stage set here. So why don't I tell you about some more stuff that's going on? Okay, I hope you can remember all of this. Don't forget the auction, the silent auction. We want your money. Yeah, for Augusta, it's a worthy cause. Friday night, swing dance in the pavilion, blues dance in the pit. I'll tell you a little bit. It's a tradition here that this next act close out the show. And I think maybe they close out the show because, as far as I'm concerned, I've always been told that you save the best for last. Now I want to, and I know you know Cephas and Wiggins. You probably say they don't need an introduction, but maybe I can just shed a little bit of light on how very special they are. I told you that Joan Fenton had won a W.C. Handy Award, and Cephas and Wiggins have won a W.C. Handy Award. The Handy is kind of like the Grammy of the blues industry. Now, they won this award for being Entertainer of the Year. That means all blues categories were in one pot. Not acoustic group, not duo, not male traditional, any of that. We're talking Entertainers of the Year. That's the category that's usually won by people like Buddy Guy, people like Luther Allison, people like B.B. King. This next duo has won that award. Just a little bit more about them. I'm very, very proud to say, yeah. I'm bragging now, but we're on the same label. We're on Alligator Records. And their last album was called Cool Down. They're going into the they're in the studio right now working on the next album. And I want you to know that two songs on the album have been written by Sugar Mike McQuaid. So if you see him around, congratulate him. He's a student.